Paul Pushker, Vivacious Award.
She knows the job and won't let me get it done. She's probably my best hope.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Vivacious Award drove to the lead in Vivacious Award. She was on the deck an hour ago. Tatum Bull, she's in the winner's circle now.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. It's what we do around about this time every day. And we're racing at the Nursery of Champions today, the beautiful Bendigo Racetrack.
Yeah, can you just clarify things, Daniel? Because we did have a winner yesterday, but we decided to be exotic.
We did. No, we had one winner for Sam Friedman.
So our anchor actually... No, the anchor was...
Dave Eustace.
Dave Eustace.
Not Sam Friedman, it was the day before.
Sam Friedman's horse ran third.
That's right.
But
the anchor got home.
We got exotic because we're flying. We're doing so well. Well,
the
we were.
Nara option came third. And then I gave up on the last one. I don't know why.
I ran third.
Didn't win as well. Yeah. Two thirds.
Robbie got us on the... Yossi might... Came down the outside.
Yossi might.
Arguably not said that way.
Yosemite?
Didn't sound the same way.
Bit of Yosemite action?
Not sure.
Yeah, it's Yosemite.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not Yossi might. Be like reading really? Arkansas is Arkansas. It's okay.
I'm not sure I can recover from that.
It happens. Now you get to talk grass. Familiarity.
All right. That's so right. Wheelhouse sort of activity. Bernard Hopkins, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How much rain have you had at Bendigo? Because there's been 10 mils in the city gauge in the last 24 hours. What about up there?
Yeah, we only had 5 millimetres. It was a cold afternoon yesterday, but yeah, just the 5 mil.
All right, well, that, I would imagine that is perfect for today then.
Yeah, look, it's just set the track back into the soft 5 range. We've got a frosty morning this morning too, so it's only about 2 degrees here at the moment. So,
right.
That'll melt back into the surface too, so it might hold it in that 5 range for a little while.
Okay, so soft 5 penetrometer?
Penetrometer of 5.5, and the rail's gone back to the true from the 9-metre mark last Wednesday. Saying that there's a bit of wear right across the track. We've had a sort of busy period of racing with 4 race meetings in the last 3.5 weeks, so there's a bit of wear right across the track.
All right, terrific. Thanks, Bernard. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
So soft 5, a penetrometer of 5.5, 5 mils in the last 24 hours of rain, but then the frost this morning, which will keep the moisture in the surface, so unlikely to improve too much.
Is that a concern for the TikTok at home?
Don't worry about my grass. My grass is just going beautifully.
Concerned about the TikTok and the frosting.
Don't worry about that. I'm more worried about Yosemite. Do you put Yosemite on toast?
Yosemite. It might come back to haunt you, that one. Johnny Sadler, nothing haunts him. He's a star. He's got a couple of runners for us today at the Nursery of Champions. Johnny, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Lovely to have you with us. So how's your world, mate? Going well?
All good at the moment. Yeah, all good. Looking forward to heading up to Bendigo still. Especially after hearing Brendan say it's 2 degrees up there.
Sounds like a nice place to be, Johnny. All right, just take a jacket. You'll be fine because you've got a couple in the truck with you to keep you warm and toasty. One of those is race one, number 7, Wild Savannah at a barrier 2, who's 4 runs into this campaign, trying to break its maiden status over the 1,400. We've built up from the 11-11 to the 1,200 to the 1,200 now to the 14. Are we ready to go? She hasn't been far away, this filly.
Yeah, she's ready to go. She was a bit disappointing, Daniel, the other day at Ballarat. But, geez, we're in trouble if she can't win this. I would have suggested straight to the front and lead all the way.
Righto. We're in trouble if we can't win this. We've never had that level of confidence on the program, Johnny. $1.90. You're taking the $1.90 in running?
I think so, yeah. I think she's a $1.90 chance. So,
righto.
Yep. Should be winning, guys.
Okay, that's good feedback. We'll take that. Race 4, number 9 is your next one. Kerwood, Luke Curry in the saddle out of barrier 6. 2 fourths in the last 2 outings at Ballarat and Cranbourne. Over the 16 and the 2,000, we're up to the 2,400 today. Is that a bit more suitable?
Yes. This is a pretty slow race, and he's showing signs of being able to stay, gets his opportunity here. A couple of reasonable performances last 2, even though last start he was still a fair way back, needs to improve. I think the 2,400 will suit, and I would recommend him as an each-way chance.
Okay, that's race 4, number 9, Kerwood. And then you've got race 7, number 7, Altai Ranger, who had a great start to the campaign, wins at Werribee and Pakenham back-to-back, and then been a little bit off. He took it to town, stepped up a little bit, took it to town in the Group 2. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, well, he got taken on in that Group 2 in town. Horse took him on. It collapsed at the 400. He collapsed at the 200. He had a freshen up after that. He went to stall, missed the start, and was pretty much chasing the whole way. He'll be able to get into his rhythm, albeit a stronger race. Just one of the chances.
So what are we going to do today? Johnny, the $1.90 pop's going to win. So can we roll it into a place for Curwood, you reckon?
Well, I reckon we roll it into an each way for Curwood, yeah.
Right. We will do that. We'll take that money and we will run. Good luck to you today. We're in trouble if we can't win. I've never heard that before, but God, I love it, Johnny. Have a great day today.
Good to talk to you guys.
Stay well. John Sadler with his best today race. One number seven is just going to win. So there's $1.90 you can just do what you like with. But we will roll it into... Let's have $2. Let's have $1 the win in two winners, back-to-back winners, all up. 1.7 into 4.9. And we'll have 1.7 into the place 4.9 as well. That's what we'll do, Whitey.
Okay. There's a horse running today.
Because 9.50 for Curwood, race 4, number 9.
Is it? Yeah. There's a horse running in race 2 called Cause I'm the Boss. And it's the $3 favourite.
Who's the boss?
That has to be some sort of omen.
Tony Danza. I think you might be right. Righto, we can play that game too. So I'm not going to go on the spreadsheet, but
no.
I've got another dollar in the couch somewhere. I'll find it, and I might just have a bit of a play with that. Do you know who I reckon would have loved Who's the Boss?